at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war, coupled with a short time out in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station said she's glad she's taking a train.
But definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite's been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. When he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire and left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. partly cloudy overnight with a low of 22. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 44 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday... We're going on Thanksgiving vacation Eve edition. So we're gone tomorrow. We got a best of. But come Thursday, made a little special effort. Dom, going to play the CJ tapes. Similar to the Kraken tapes. But
yeah.
My conversation with CJ earlier today, it is enlightening in some way, shape, or form. You will be surprised. You may be shocked. You may
laugh. Will we cry?
I think all emotions were experienced during the course of one short hour. Edited down for radio, it'd be like 42 minutes. It's worth your time investment. So Thanksgiving Day, we'll play that out. And Dom, we've got time for perhaps some early Thanksgiving grievances. I got to tell you, I'm not a turkey or a ham guy. I've told my wife, please. No turkey for me. Never like the turkey.
You're like a tofu guy? I mean, what's your meat on a Thanksgiving, man? A goose? How about,
I would prefer goose, like Tiny Tim. I'd take a Tiny Tim goose before I took that turkey, man. I'm just not a turkey guy.
Yeah.
I like the dark meat okay, you know.
You drown anything in enough, you know, dressing, it'll be fine.
So you're just pouring gravy over it, just thickened meat with starch in it. That's
wow,
your
don't
trick.
Forget about the mashed potatoes with a pound of butter. I mean, you know, very specific.
Now,
it's all butter. You gotta have lots of butter for Thanksgiving. Let's just be honest.
You know, my favorite is that spicy prime rib from the meat place in Lodi. That's my
stuff you made the other night. That was tasty.
That is my special sauce. But
you can't be eating something like that like more than once a week, man.
No, I've already. Yeah. Gained more than a couple of pounds, and I think it was just that dinner that night.
Oh, that was so good.
Pork loin, sort of a lighter. It's the other white meat.
That's what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving, a pork loin?
A little crunchy on the outside, a little searing, cooked. Sure. That was my preference, I told my lovely missus. She never cooks at the house, but when we go up to the cabin, she likes to cook. 844. In case you have cooking stories for me, 844. Yeah. This went off the rails quickly.
I can make a mean bowl of Lucky Charms, man.
I've seen that video. Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments today. It kind of went off the rails early. At least Rebecca Bradley showed her true colors, like just a mere... seconds into the pleadings.
6 seconds into opening statements, she interrupted the attorney.
We'll try not to interrupt you, Haas. 844-967-2789. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
What, am I on?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Yeah, baby, you're on the radio.
You know how this game's played?
What happened to Taco Tuesdays?
Well,
what is this all fascism stuff here? What's going on?
It's been supplanted by Wisconsin Supreme Court oral argument Tuesdays, and then the weird random happenstance that I would record an interview with CJ for like an hour today.
Let's address the prior for Bad Becca. Who walks around with a name like Grassley Bradley? I mean, who needs a double last name with the word Grassley? She beat the land speed record of the Roadrunner. She just needs to look at YouTube and check out the German Supreme Court in the days of Hitler. But yeah, I went there. Check out how long it took the Supreme Court guys to trash the plaintiff. But at least they let them introduce themselves, say their names, and their position, which in German takes a lot longer than in English. So I think Becca Grassley Bradley I think she needs to make an application to Ripley's, believe it or not, Museum for a World Record.
It was pretty quick, Mike. No question.
Scott Bob Ross paints a nice picture of doom. I agree with him. I want to be thankful. I want to be thankful to the Mr. and Mrs. Crudy, Mr. and Mrs. Salvia, for giving us the Doms and the Crutes of the world who keep us sane and makes whatever the hell we eat on Thursday. In our case, it's going to be duck.
Oh, and I didn't know duck was an option on the menu, Mike. You're serving duck?
If you want goose, I can do that. But we're going to replace the first letter of that one. Guys, you have been a blessing to us, to this society. As you know, I am the Debbie Downer of this society. I'm not hopeful, but I just want to say on your Thanksgiving Eve show, thank you. Thank you. Mother is listening to the other room. She will be 97 next week. I hope I get her there.
Shout out, Annalise.
Happy birthday, Annalise. Happy Thanksgiving.
She hopes she gets your... She's going to drag your ass into next week. That's more likely, Mike, but please continue.
Between her and you guys, I don't know who's keeping us alive, but thank you so much. You know, the whole fascismus thing, I'm just surprised at Becca Grassley Bradley's land speed record, how quick she was to get to the point. Because if you look at the YouTube vids of the guys doing that, they have funnier hats, their voice are shriller, it's black and white. But it's creepy, and I think she beat him today.
That is a great historical reference, Mike, getting a little echo there in the background. Must be Annalise. And, you know, I'm glad it's a happy hour for you, my friend. Sound like you had a couple.
Thanks, Mike.
That's how we all get through the fascism.
Copious amounts of weed and alcohol. That's how you deal. No, man, we got to call us. We share, man. This is what we do. We talk about it on the radio. We're going to be having some tough conversations. Presumably some of us, right? We're going to get together with the family and perhaps that uncle or that relation that, you know, may have different ideas about, you know, what fascism is and, you know, whether or not Nazis should be, you know, able to just march unopposed down the streets of Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, I look forward to perhaps some enlightening conversations. But, Crudy, I got to tell you, man, you're the one that did the convo with CJ that we're rolling out as a Thanksgiving special, man. You got any advice for those of us who may have to address some perhaps difficult political situations with relatives?
Well, it's always a good idea to start out with a bottle of red, a bottle of white, some edibles, and you know, give yourself some time, because sometimes those edibles take a while to kick in.
Scene from the Italian restaurant. What are you, Billy Joel? We're a lot of Billy Joel today. So yeah, I mean, when you sat down with CJ, were you drinking at the studio, man?
I was not, because okay. I still had to do a radio show. I might start drinking soon.
All right. Well, and again, you know, can be difficult situations, especially with, you know, relatives.
Well, if it's the first beer of the night, I love having a conversation with the guy drinking his first or second into maybe the third beer.
And then that's it.
But if the guy's tearing open his second case for the evening, you know, I'm not going to argue with that guy. That guy has made up his mind, let's just say.
What if they take that case of Bud Light out back and shoot it up?
Still not arguing with that logic, Dom. You know what I mean? But.
Pick your battles, I guess, would be your point.
I think there is a common ground that we can find. The question is do we want to find it, or do we think we're trying to win the argument? Because if I wanted to win the argument with CJ, I could have shut him down several times and argued facts and figures and da-da-da-da-da. I wasn't trying to win, per se. Now, I did have an agenda. I did want to see if I could make that man sound like a human being. And I tell you, man, it's a heavy lift. But I think you'll...
When you keep saying a human being, again, I have not... like when you refer to someone acting like a human being, I mean, obviously we're all human beings, Michael. So what is the characteristic, seemingly a positive characteristic?
But many of us go out there...
When you say someone, they're a true human being. Well, okay, what does that mean? Like, what makes a person a real, true human being?
Well, if you ever showed any vulnerability, you might hear me. I would say, you know, a little vulnerability, a little emotion, a little, you know, slowing down, being introspective. That is my only advice. It's not you that's going to change anybody's mind. Certainly not you. It's me. You. No, you're not going to change their mind. But here's what you could do. Maybe. You could slow them down and make them wonder, well, how is it I came to that conclusion? And if you can slow them down and make them be introspective, I think that's the secret sauce. I think that we can have human, air quotes, human conversations with people if we make them slow down. Why did you feel that way? Well, somebody called me a gay slur in third grade on the playground. So you're stuck in third grade on the playground. You know, you're grown human being now. Give yourself permission to move beyond that thought. So anyways, CJ moved beyond a few of his ingrained biases and actually told me how CJ feels. Because there's plenty of time he's rolling out talking points. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear him. I don't do math on the radio. It's not convincing to me. Hell, man, I'll just concede your math. Whatever you just said, I'll 18 plus 22 equals 40 or 400 billion. Whatever you said, I'll believe your math. But I'm not going to do the math. Tell me what you think about immigrants. Tell me about your experience as a union member, card-carrying union member, CJ. Did you know that about the man?
Thanks. Any reflection on your end, Crudy? Anything that you thought about and came around and shared with CJ to make you a human being?
Yes, I shared a very human story about the day my mom died, and I did so to see if I could make CJ cry. No, I just wanted to see CJ to know I've been through some stuff.
Yes.
Continue to go through some stuff since I've known you mostly.
Yes, you're welcome.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Hey, And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. Kevin Bozeman, a comedian, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Crudy's new buddy from downstairs at the Comedy Club on State Street in Madison. Look forward to meeting Kevin.
Well, he's doing a show tomorrow night, you know, sort of his pre-Thanksgiving tradition. You know, I think I'm a funny guy some days.
Some days.
Do comedy, Dom.
Yeah, as long as you don't sing.
Little early Thanksgiving political grievances or otherwise, 844-967-2789. Don't let Dom make the giblet gravy is all I would say. Watch your giblets, fella.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you what. I'll make the old fashions. I'll pour the drinks, but I am not cooking the food.
You know, a friend of ours, Andy Buck, he's shown off today. He took a picture of his dashboard. He's got us on the radio listening up there on the Oshkosh Air Support on WYSS right in the 98.3 FM. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if today is a special day and you take a picture of the dashboard, how many days are you not listening to us, Andy? Then today would merit the picture. So happy Thanksgiving to the Buck family. I think he's a county supervisor, turning into a big shot. Busy man, doesn't have time for the Devils anymore, Dom, except on rare occasions.
Oh, it's a holiday week. You know, you can always squeeze a little time.
844-967-2789 can squeeze your calls in perhaps as well. Dom, I don't know if you know, but it appears Donald Trump has made it clear he doesn't like a lot of Americans and roots against us. Now, we knew that as members of the press, right? Come
on, man. He always calls us the enemy of the people, Michael.
Dominic, Washington Post reporter Carol Linig told MSNBC it was clear that Donald Trump's rooting against some Americans that he doesn't like. I root against you sometimes, Dom, mostly on Sundays. the comments came amid a New York Times report detailing Trump's rise to power on the backs of what were largely external threats like immigrants in Muslim countries. Now he's targeting Americans themselves as his vermin. He talked about protecting, for example, Americans from having to fight in endless wars, and he would work to stop that, Lenin recalled. Now his rhetoric has moved more into the vein of rooting out what he described the other day as vermin inside the country, an internal threat. She called it a kind of way station between the 2016 and 17 and the campaign today. Yeah, a little difference in verbiage. And that way station was while he was president. It was clear that Donald Trump was edging towards this place that he is now, the dark place, the dark side, Dom. Now, how'd you like to be at the Trump, probably Thanksgiving and Mar-a-Lago, I would suspect, staying out of New York primarily these days? How'd you like to be at the Trump Thanksgiving? What do you think they're serving, Dom? Hamburgers for all?
Just to be around the man would not be a good option for me. I just don't know that I would feel welcome, and I don't know that I would want someone to dictate how many scoops of ice cream that I may have.
Well, then don't go to Mar-a-Lago, Chris Christie.
This is what I'm saying.
Here's Lenig's final quote. What he made clear is he was not the president for all Americans. Most presidents, in fact, all of them before Donald Trump, made an effort to unite the country. Even though they may have been elected by one party's faithful or another, they still tried to encourage and enable and kind of, in essence, charm the other side and say, I'm the president for all of you. Donald Trump made it clear during his presidency that he actually didn't like some of the people. He didn't support them. He rooted against them openly. Now, closer to home, Dom, does that remind you of any former governor of the state of Wisconsin? Sort of a divide and conquer fella?
Well, the only former governor I can recall actually using the term divide and conquer is, of course, former governor Scott Walker.
Dominic, now she says, Carol Linig from the Washington Post, Trump has led the country to a place where someone with 91 felony charges, he's saying he'll look out for some of its own citizens. He'll look out for some of us, Dom.
Well, only the loyal supporters will he look out for. I don't think there's any surprise there, is there? I mean, I've never, Trump's never been the type to even infer in any way, shape, or form that he was the president of all people. You know what I'm saying? He might think he's your king, but he's certainly not the president of all people.
I didn't find him to be the president of all. In fact, I never declared he was my president. What was it? Hashtag not my president.
Not my president. So is it any different when the Trumpsters and the MAGAs say that about Biden now?
I would say I just don't understand where it comes from. And I told you, I first saw this sort of sprinkling of Joe Biden hate at the Des Moines rally a couple of years ago. You were not with me, but they're on Saturday night against the Iowa State football game, you know, an hour down the road in Iowa City. And I couldn't understand where the animus for Joe Biden was coming from. It was the let's go Brandon sentiment. And I didn't know where, you know, or why. Joe Biden's like everybody's grumpy uncle at the dinner table. I mean,
no, that'd be Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's like the cooler uncle with the Corvette and the sunglasses. But come on, man. Who was it? Robert De Niro. I mean, way back said, hey, F Trump. Right. I mean, he was very clear about it.
Yes.
And lots of folks. And I, in some ways, embrace that mentality.
Oh, I know you do.
I have.
You'll say that about anybody, really.
It is kind of my go-to, man. Maybe it's my defense place. But I try to remain open, whatever, you know. I mean, but what we've now seen, though, of course, is this shift to the fascism. And we see, I mean, all the news reports, certainly this week and the last couple of weeks, even Trump's old attorneys and folks in his orbit. Oh, he's dangerous. He's crazy. He's you know, he's going towards fascism. You know, we got to do more. John Kelly, you got to do more. You know, Luttig, the conservative judge, you got to do more. They're trying to do more. These aren't you know, lefties saying this. These are the conservatives saying this. And if people from your own party are exclaiming this and warning everybody, well, certainly I would think some folks might want to take that to heart. That's why, you know, the language matters. This mentality matters. When you reuse the words of fascists of old, vermin, you know, this kind of thing. Well, there's a reason why. What do they say, right? If you don't know history, you're going to be doomed to repeat it. You can't be woke if you don't know your history, as our pal Matt Flynn always says. Well, there's a reason for that, man. Because if you go down that road, it gets really ugly really fast. That's why.
Dominic, we've got a few texters. I'd like to get to them. And then a fine comedian joining me here in the WMDX studios. He is Kevin Bozeman. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club right here on State Street, right downstairs from the world headquarters. A few of the texts. And here's a thought. Serve Thanksgiving cornbread with one of them having edibles in them. Then gaslight whoever is clearly high. Lisa Joe texts in, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. Tell the audience to be thankful for their families, even the Trumpsters. They'll probably die from COVID next year. That's a little brutal, Lisa Joe.
Well, Lisa.
And here's one more. Next year, do the Thanksgiving CJ parade. Start a new tradition. Like an inflatable CJ? Walk them up CJs? Walk them up State Street, have the Blood Tribe hold the strings. Kevin Bozeman, our fine guest, is next.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 22. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 44 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows around 27.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 36.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour, the Tuesday edition, the pre-Thanksgiving edition for this ensemble cast. And Dom, I've been joined by a fine guest here in the, what are we calling it, Solidarity Realty Bad Radio Studios. He is comedian Kevin Bozeman. He's got a big show tomorrow night, a pre-Thanksgiving affair at the Comedy Club on State Street. Kevin, welcome, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. You guys are great, considering you're able to fit me into your busy schedule on this pre-Thanksgiving.
Well, we appreciate you coming around, Kevin.
Come on. You must be the only entertainment guy working this week. I got to tell you.
No. Come on.
How do you start a tradition of doing a comedy show the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
First of all, you have to be committed to getting away from your family. That's got to be number one. You gotta know that, like, you want to get away from them. And then once you realize that you're happier when you're away from them, you start planning meticulously.
And how long has this plan been getting executed
this
for?
Is,
how
many this years? Is year 18, baby. This is year 18. This is year 18. I got grown ass men in my house now. That's how long I've been doing it. Started out in diapers, and now they're talking about trying to come to the show, and I'm like, you're still not invited.
So what is your Thanksgiving tradition other than the comedy? And you're going to be doing a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club. I assume there must be some tickets available.
There are. Well, we added a second show. The first show sold out.
Nice.
So all right.
Late show. So, you know, it's a good time when family comes in and they want to drink and kick it, but you don't really want to entertain. you shuffle them off to me, and then I take care of that for you, and then you just put them to bed.
I tried that last weekend.
That's the point. Like, that's the move.
That's the work.
Kevin Bozeman, comedian here in the WMDX studios. So, Kevin, I got to tell you, I had a conversation today, and I kind of forced myself. I put myself in a room with a Trumpster dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was trying to prove it to me or him or, you know, prove my sanity or what, but have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to, like, force a conversation just to see what would happen?
Oh, all the time. Well, my job.
You're doing so right now, right?
Listen, my job, I am naturally an antagonist. So I live in this world of gray area where I need to hear what other people are saying and feeling, whether I agree with it or not. So I'm always pushing the button. Even if people agree with me politically, I still challenge them. But people that support Trump, it's easy. Because I live in a well-to-do, like, white suburb. So it's a lot of, in Chicago. So I got a lot of Trump friends that I sit there and I hammer. I just, like, release the steel cage. Let's go. And it's just like, you know, you see, I just feel like a lot of times in politics, people are just lying to themselves. Just tell me who you are, and then we can be good. But don't try to act like, you know, the things he say are not racially insensitive or this and that. And just don't lie. Just say, I know it's racially insensitive, but I don't care as much. Then we're good.
I want my tax cut. I want my tax cut.
That's it. Just come clean about who you are, and then we're good. Because then I can't argue that. I can just be like, all right, that's what's important to you. Like, that's not my thing that's important. But yeah, dude, I have a lot of good friends that's Trumpers, but I just tell them that they can never speak to me anything about morality, ethics, or values. It only has to be bottom line. And if we talking bottom line, that's great. Like, you just, you know, you can't just get rid of everyone that disagrees with you politically, religiously, how you raise families. You just got to learn how to limit yourself of what you can deal with before you snap.
But are you doing so to win the argument, or are you just trying to gather material for perhaps a later show?
Well, I like to problem solve. So I like solutions. I'm only arguing if I know I've already won. If I know I'm already right, then I'm ready to argue till the end, because I've already thought about your angles. That's the only way I would argue. I discuss it, but within that, like, within all of that, breeze material all the time. Like, one of my favorite jokes to tell is just like, all my Trump friends was like, Bozeman, he's our best candidate. Why didn't you vote for him? Here's my rule of thumb when it comes to voting. If the Klan supports you, I generally go the other way. Right? Call me old fashioned.
How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
It's a no-brainer for me.
Kevin Bozeman, a comedian. He's got a show tomorrow night, Comedy Club Madison, down here on State Street, a newly introduced late show, so tickets still available. Come consider seeing him on a Wednesday night going into Thanksgiving. Well, let's turn it to another issue we used to always cover on this show. Weed, man. I got to be envious. Illinois has got legalized marijuana. We have always been big fans of the cannabis, let's just say. But it's so ridiculous, man. We're in this prohibitionist wasteland,
buddy,
here. 45 minutes from the border.
I just don't know how you guys, I just don't know. Like, I don't even know what life was like without legalization of marijuana. Like, that's like the pandemic to me. Like, not having
it's just a blur.
Like, not having legalized
seeds, Kevin. That's what I recall.
But I
lots of brick weed.
Yeah, I'm more of an edible guy. I like edible, and then having the most craziest dreams ever when you have it edible, and because it puts me in a deep sleep, because otherwise I don't sleep well. But edibles, 10 milligrams, and then I have the best. I mean, like, the best dreams. The other night, I dreamed that I was just laying on a bed of candy bars and watching ninjas have a rap battle. It was great. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that on beer. You're not going to have that kind of dream on beer. That is an edible dream.
The only problem with that, Kevin, is, you know, I snore and I sometimes startle my coworkers.
You snore?
At the office. Take too many edibles. I sleep at the office.
Oh, buddy, you gotta do it like.